There we go. It was my monitor.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I will repeat what I just said. Hey, you're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, and I pressed... Well, I didn't. It was the monitor.
I wasn't actually listening to it, but I was watching you talk and couldn't hear you.
Well, that's just probably better that way.
Yeah.
It's like a silent
film.
I'll
go on with that one.
No, my monitor little pluggy thing there hit the other button.
It does that.
It
and
does
then you blame
that.
Me.
Well,
or
yeah.
Me.
Or actually, this was producer Brandon's fault. Actually, since he's not here, it's producer Caleb's fault.
Yeah, that's what Caleb gets for not being here.
Exactly. A little music there from Bruce Hornsby in the Range, and that's the way it is.
That is the way it is.
There it is. Mm-hmm. So, Tori, tell us, you were out at Arendt Bassett Park yesterday.
I was.
Why?
They're setting up for the Seabreeze Jazz Festival,
Ooh.
So we're out there setting up our booth.
Yeah.
And if you're going to go out to the Jazz Festival, stop by and see WKGC.
We've got
and,
some of our folk that are going
to
be there. You're going to be there.
I'll be there this afternoon to get things started. And today, Spyro Gyra plays and Ooh. Cool and the Gang plays.
That's tonight, right?
That's
Don't they
tonight.
Wrap it up tonight with Cool and the Gang?
Cool and the Gang will
Excellent.
Close out the show tonight. And then goes on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
We got B. Maxwell's going to be out there.
B. Maxwell's going to be in the booth the other days. And you can also say hi to Stephen the Engineer.
Yeah.
And James Baxley, voice of Commodore Sports.
One of the voices.
Mm-hmm.
Split personality there. You got
That's
James
it.
And Herman.
Yes.
Would it freak you out if I told you they were the same person?
It's not the same person.
It's not the same person, though.
No, I watch basketball on TV. I see two people sitting there and talking.
Yes.
So nice try, but doesn't work.
Right now, we're in baseball and softball seasons, but I couldn't get on the internet, so I'm not sure how the games came out last night.
Yeah, we have a few
I know.
Issues
Our guest is totally
here.
Rolling his eyes.
Yeah.
We're not pulled together this morning. Technical difficulties. But
a little
it's
bit.
The ladies
did win.
They did.
They
okay,
did
good.
Win,
Thank
and there's going
Tom.
To be a playoff here. I'm remembering from what I read.
Panhandle Conference playoffs this weekend.
Yes.
This weekend.
This is this round robin thing they're going to do this weekend to decide who goes to conference. So that is going on this weekend. I don't have the time, so my memory's not that good. But the ladies did win, so we've got more games.
Well, there's a open house tonight.
And there's an open house tonight.
From 6 to 8 p.m., and I'll be here.
I will too.
Will you?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Unless you don't want me to.
I don't
if
care.
If you think I'm scaring off prospective students, I'll leave.
I mean, I'll be in class during open house, so.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good. That's a respectable thing, sir. I will
and
be standing in the hallway.
This weekend is also Earth Day.
That's
and that's
right.
why Henry Lawrence is here, our guest this morning. April 22nd technically is the internationally celebrated Earth Day, but Saturday you'll be at McKenzie Park. It's a tradition.
Our 14th annual consecutive blah, 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 Earth Day. People don't, you know, for me, Earth Day is every day, or at least we try to be conscious of that fact. But we do celebrate it. In McKenzie Park for the last few years, we used Carl Gray Park a couple of times, which I love. That's my favorite because it's on the water.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the bay. It's like, you know, it's more connected to the planet than any park we have in town.
Right.
But it doesn't have any facilities, unfortunately. It doesn't have bathrooms.
Well, and it's kind of a narrow strip of land.
No, it's linear. It's great.
Yeah.
A lot of room to set up.
I guess that's true.
And you got access to the water.
Yeah, so. About 4 years ago was the last one you had over there. But it was great. I thought it was great. I thought the layout was better than McKenzie because it wasn't quite so wadded up. And,
well, plus, I could wear roller skates and run back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember you in roller skates.
It had brand new asphalt that year. And I had my strap-on roller skates on, you know, and I was out there.
It's been through a little bit since then.
Roller skates are the simplest form of what we call alternative fuel transportation.
Yes, they are. One of my favorites. So, Carl Gray Park is like my favorite. Plus, it's right next to the college. We actually did some workshops and things on the campus
we
of
did.
Gulf Coast in conjunction with, what's her name?
Dr. Fitzhugh.
Linda Fitzhugh.
Oh, from science,
And we brought in the fellow from the Panacea Marine Lab, and he did a workshop. Anyway, it was great. We had a lot of we provided opportunities. Plus, Kids Fest was like right over here.
Mm-hmm.
Where now we've got, you know, there's no place for it anymore because we've redeveloped the campus. But that was something I did intentionally, was to bring it over here closer to the campus so we'd have access to the college and we'd be in conjunction with Kid Fest. This weekend, to my surprise, there's also a street festival downtown.
Oh, boy.
It's the replacement for Friday Fest. They're
Heard
calling
it on Harrison.
Oh.
Well, no, it's not that anymore either. They've got a whole new name. It's like a block party.
Oh, they're what's
having,
the new name?
They're having a block party. It's called a block party.
Block party.
They're
going
to do it the third Saturday of every month, downtown Panama City, from now through November. So.
And this happens to coincide with your Earth Day event Saturday?
Our event's from 10 to 4. Their event's from 11 to 11 to 10, I think.
So. Well, those are two events where everyone can just mix and mingle downtown.
So tell provide us a lot of opportunity for folks to come and do both. And plus, they have cold beer on the street, because which we can't have in the park. So
that's what alternatively fuels the roller skates. Is that what I'm getting?
Helps.
That helps fuel the roller skates. Okay.
Yes, we are fans of cold beverages. Yes.
Who else is coming to Earth Day?
My goodness, I just did my thing on it last night. We have 47 different booths that are going to be on display, and you can actually go to EarthDayBayCounty.com and read them all, because if I read them all, it'll take up every bit of time I've got. But our local environmental groups will be here.
Green-minded folks.
Audubon, like, the Forest Service will have a booth. Florida Trail Association, Bay County Conservancy, Bay County, what's it called? RMA.
The St. Andrews Bay.
Resource Management Associates, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, they changed their name. They call themselves, they got a new name, Baywatch. What they're calling themselves.
Oh, really?
Because most of the work they do is in the bay.
That's catchy.
They plant seagrasses. they're doing a scallop revitalization program. They actually do quality water testing. So that's what they do. They watch the bay. Plus, the turtle watch program is part of what they do, too. But that's, you know, Kennard Watson takes care of that, and that's that happens on the beach. So they do a lot of good work here, and they were my host sponsor for quite a few years. And now the last few years I've been BEST, which is the Bay Environmental Study Team. They go by the Friends of St. Andrew Bay. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the Friends of St. Andrew Bay State Park will be there. So we have a lot of – because we're in Bay County, a lot of people have the name Bay in their name, obviously,
sure. Mm-hmm.
Because we are – so that's a – but I'm going to have a lot of folks with repurposed furniture, with art. Ooh. With goodness, we've got all kind of things going on.
The League of Women Voters will be there with their new solar co-op, will they not?
The League of Women Voters are going to be there in conjunction, I think, with the RMA or the Democratic Party, or I don't know, the Democratic Party.
No, they can't go in. That wouldn't work because
they're
nonpartisan.
DEP will be there, Far Florida Department of Environmental Protection. Almavita Coffee will have coffee. Wildcat Education Center, my friend Bill Wallace will be there.
I think there was some interesting food last year, too.
Yeah, the Caribbean cuisine lady.
Caribbean, that's what I had.
And the guys that do the food at Little Village Fins, they'll be there with them, too. So
yummy.
Fins and Caribbean cuisine. What else? PC Growing Strong, one of our newest local groups that's actually been working on trying to get the marina property in downtown revitalized the way that community might want it to be versus what the developers might have wanted it to be, which thankfully they're out of here now. So PC Growing Strong will be there, so you can get more familiar with that. WKGC will also be there.
That's right.
Critters, Inc. will be there. They have revitalized their wildlife sanctuary, so they'll have a couple of wild predator birds on site for people to check out.
Ooh, predator birds.
Yeah, like hawks and owls and things like that.
Oh, I like that.
If I bring my dog, is there going to be a problem if I bring my Yorkie?
It's going to get picked up.
Is it going to get picked up by a hawk?
I think it'll be okay, but just, you know, keep a wide berth from the wildlife.
Keep your dog on a leash, too.
And, of course, the Green Party of Bay County will be there. That's my thing. Mm-hmm. Trying to make the planet more green and more purposeful and more connected by having politics that actually works for the people. One day, maybe.
Well, we're in the studio this morning. We're talking about Earth Day. Henry Lawrence, otherwise known as Father Time, is in the studio with us, and we're going to come back. We do want to mention, though, that programming today on 90.7 WKGC is sponsored in part by Sweet Bay. Sweet Bay is a bayfront village in Panama City that features parks, walking trails to the water, a future town center, and more. More information about Sweet Bay can be found online at sweetbayfl.com or 844-35-SWEET. It's the Macarena on the Mix on 90.7 WKGC. So what is that? It's a dance, right? Or is it a macaroon or macaroni?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's somewhere between a
Scott
macaroon.
Scott was not successful in getting us to join in this morning.
That's because you all were too busy talking about Earth Day.
We're talking about serious things. And
I'm over here dancing.
He's a big-time denier, so it's like...
Are you a climate denier?
Yes.
No, I admit that it's there. It's totally right there.
Yes, there is climate.
Yes,
there is climate.
Tom is trying to make me look bad on air, like he's never done that before.
Yeah, I just want to point out that when I was at your house, I could see the bay, which means that you need to be a little careful about it because you could have waterfront property in about 10 years the way we're going now.
Yeah, but you got the head of the EPA as a climate denier, so look at that. Scott Pruitt. What are we going to do about that?
Does he still have a job?
So far.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
One thing he is doing to the climate is damaging the ozone layer by flying private jets around in it.
$43,000 a trip or something like that?
Well, yeah, I don't know. Look, the government wastes so much money, that doesn't bother me. It's why should he be flying around on private jets ruining the ozone layer?
I have that problem with anybody that talks about climate change.
Do you ever see me flying on a private jet?
No, they don't let you in the airport.
That's correct. Yeah, well,
but there are others like celebrities and such who do that.
Yeah, exactly. I don't. I have.
Yes, there are.
Yes. So I mean, that's and I don't deny the whole thing.
There's a difference between an environmentalist and a poser. And yes, there's an awful lot of people like to pose as one.
No, you would have a hard time convincing me that there's not something going on. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I was up in Illinois,
yeah,
and they've experienced all four seasons.
Came through the state last year called Irma.
In the last 3 days, right?
Yes, exactly. but I will say, for anybody that wants to convince anybody that, you know, having celebrities roll around in private jets is not going to convince anybody of anything, mm-hmm, other than you might be a poser.
Poser?
You might be a poser if... Anyway... I know, for the most part, nothing about this, so,
we put it into Henry's hands. But Henry's definitely not a poser. He's the professional.
I'm trying.
I think I saw him come in on a private jet today.
Yeah, right. All the way from 3 blocks away.
Exactly.
Yes, he came in on a private jet.
Anyway, Bay County Recycling is also going to be there. They called me yesterday, and they're going to, for the very first time at Earth Day, we're going to be recycling rechargeable batteries. So if you have old rechargeable batteries that you can't charge anymore, please bring them, because we have access to a vendor that's going to recycle them through the county. And Alan Jelks, one of our sponsors, that was one of the things that he requested we try to do, and the county's been very amenable to helping us do that. So, meanwhile, talking about recycling, I know that when I moved back here in 86, they were in the throes of finishing the new solid waste incinerator. So I've always had a hard time getting recycling to work with an incinerator, and they're finally doing some. They're recycling metals at the incinerator. But meanwhile, producing new products with recycled materials conserves natural resources such as timber, water, and minerals. In fact, recycling even 1 ton of paper saves 17 trees and more than 7,000 gallons of water, because it takes a lot of water to make paper.
Mm-hmm. Sure does.
That's one of the problems we've had with our paper mill over the years. I mean, it's cleaner now, much, 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 much cleaner, because I lived here in the 60s, so... things have changed. Anyway, recycling glass reduces air pollution by 20%. Recycling aluminum and paper reduces pollution by up to 95%.
Aluminum is a big number on recycling, because 90, it's 95%. So hard to get aluminum out of it, out of the wild, but it melts very easily.
Manufacturing an aluminum can from recycled materials takes 95% less energy than creating the same can
from bauxite.
From the bauxite. Minerals.
Sure.
Bauxite. More jobs. Achieving a 75% recyclable rate by 2030 would create 1.5 million jobs.
Mm. And the other. Wow.
Now, where can we? Are you going to have information
I've
or
got
Bay
all
Recycling?
The
where can we recycle these things?
Bay County is going to have a booth set up with a trailer where we can actually bring your recyclables to Earth Day.
Oh, good.
We've got a trailer that'll take cardboard, junk mail, all your junk mail, anything that's paper, newspapers, phone books, paper envelopes. That's all waste paper that's recyclable, and all cardboard, which means the cardboard that your cereal comes in, that's cardboard.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Corrugated is the heavier duty stuff to make boxes out of. That's also recyclable. Number one and two, plastics and aluminum and tin cans, steel cans, like your pork and beans come in.
Sure.
Those are also recyclable in Bay County. So there will be a trailer there if you want to bring your stuff. There'll be a trailer there to accept all those recyclable materials. Mm-hmm. Couple more things real quick. Waste disposal generates the least fewest jobs per ton, 0.01 jobs. Recycling generates 2 jobs. This is per 1,000 tons of waste. So
interesting. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this stuff I just shared came from the EPA, from the University of Massachusetts Amherst, from Alcoa Aluminum, from the NRDC, and from the International Journal of Life Cycle Assessment, which basically figures out what the life cycle of certain goods are. Unfortunately, as most of us who've paid any attention, there's these huge swaths of plastic in almost every one of our oceans
yeah.
right.
that are just sitting there. So
How
thankfully,
gross.
There's So there's some effort being made to try to clean that up. Thankfully,
And unfortunately, a single-use plastic bag floating in the Gulf looks an awful lot like a jellyfish to some of our wildlife. They eat it, and it really you fill up your digestive system with old plastic bags. Your future is just
not good at all. We're talking about Earth Day. We've got Henry in the studio with us, and he's a wealth of information. We've got a vinyl play of the day coming up, and some music from Bob Dylan, and a weather forecast here in just a moment on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. We're taking the last train to Clarksville here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Is there a train from here to Clarksville?
But it's just up on 20. You can drive up there.
Okay. Yeah, it's the Monkees.
That was the Monkees.
And it was a great TV show.
It was.
Well, it was unique.
It was.
And it was
a faux band,
but it was a great TV
show.
Mm-hmm. Actually, later on, they actually got so they were playing their own music and stuff. When they were put together as actors.
That's what they said about my band, too.
Yeah, right.
You had a band?
Sure. I couldn't have been a music student
He says that with a tone like, you're not cool enough to be in a band.
Yeah, I'm going to throw my mug at him.
Are you really in
the band? He had was a wristband.
And by the way, having a band and being cool are not mutually exclusive.
No, they're not.
I mean, come on. Seriously.
All right.
Anyway.
There are going to be some bands at Earth Day. And some of them look very interesting.
Well, I've got...
Are we talking armbands again, or
no band bands? Like
no, I've got a.
There's a drum circle.
In the morning, I've got a friend. His name is Jamie Flynn. He has this amazing gong. I mean, big gong that makes some beautiful, beautiful music. And the singing bowls. He's going to start at 9:00.
Singing bowls are very cool.
Really, really cool. And then, of course, there's a group. Wes Swenson put together a group of the drum circle group that's going to be right after Jamie. And then my friend Paul McAuliffe is going to play flute.
Probably
and
not
then,
these kind
and
of drums, though.
The local Gypsy Parvana belly dance troupe is going to dance for us.
Oh, my.
Ooh.
And then Bonita Underground is a local band that's really popular. And then after Bonita Underground, we're going to have Lucky Mud, we're going to have Sarah Watts, and we're going to have a Roberts Hall review of three or four musicians. So we'll have music all day, entertainment all day. And like I said, going on at the same time as we're having our event will be the first annual Saturday every of the month street festival taking place downtown that's replacing Friday Fest. So come downtown and enjoy this Saturday with us, especially because it's free.
Yeah.
Doesn't cost you anything to come. The street festival is free. Earth Day is free. You can bring your dogs. You can bring your babies in their strollers. You can bring the whole family. And it's a free public event in your very own downtown Panama City. Historic downtown Panama City.
There you go.
Can't beat that.
I like it.
So it'll be a great event, and we're really looking forward to having a beautiful day. The weather, I think I've been communicating with the weather gods. It looks like we're going to be good for weather. So, So come down and enjoy your Earth Day Bay County celebration and the street festival, and just we're looking forward to it.
All right.
Excellent. Well, since we're talking about all of this stuff, Tom, you've got a vinyl play today.
I do. I actually found an Earth Day-ish vinyl play. It's from one of my very favorite artists. His name's Tom Rush, a great singer-songwriter, kind of folk rock musician, and this was from his 1972 album, and it's entitled Mother Earth.
Hey, great song. This is our vinyl play of the day on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.
Trying to get that. Three notes. Take four. Here we go. One, two, three.
Mother.
into the mix on another on 90.7 WKGC. I can't talk. I'm just getting you all stirred up.
We've known that for some time, Scott.
What was the name of that song? Mother Earth.
Yes. Yeah. By Tom Rush.
Of course.
And
we were.
It was originally written by, I think, Eric Kaz. Not a big hit, but I always thought it was a fun song. Had a fun, nice beat, nice calypso beat to it.
I had something special in my coffee this morning. Apparently, it just makes me ornery. But
I think it was probably processed mold. By the way, you're acting.
Possible. Isn't that just penicillin?
We've been trying to think.
Or LSD.
Okay.
Yeah. you're not acting like you're on penicillin. You're acting a little bit like you've got.
No, I'm just being ornery because I was mentioning, you know, hey, you know. Whatever. Show me.
He's a climate change denier.
Show me some example of a vehicle or something being powered by the sun, because that just seems totally outrageous.
It would be. But, you know, there's a rumor if you come
out there that has a solar panel.
You know, the rumor is if you come here tonight to our open house, you can look at a vehicle.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Really?
I will. If you come here tonight, I will actually show you a vehicle that has been running on nothing but solar power for 18 months.
How would I identify such a vehicle, Tom?
Well, it probably would have the name of your radio station written all over it.
And how else? Is there any other identifying characteristics?
One of the big clues is that's not a ladder rack. Those are solar panels. Don't put your canoe on them, please.
Tonight at open house, Tom's got rides in the solar truck.
I'm not allowed to take people for rides in a solar truck, but you can certainly come look at it.
He'll drive it around and show you that it really does work.
He'll start it up.
Yeah. You can't hear it.
It's actually started all the time. We don't shut it off. It runs on solar power.
Okay.
No, really, it does. And, you know, we were moving things last week. I mean, it truly is a functional piece of equipment that runs solely on the sun.
Caleb doesn't like it because he gets out of it and bangs his head on the solar panels, and then he says unproducer-like stuff.
Yeah, that's sad.
Well, in case you hadn't heard, Bay and Franklin counties have gotten together to form a solar co-op. There have been some informational sessions already, one here at the college. Yay. Those co-ops will bring down the price of the solar equipment and also get you technical advice. There's another meeting coming up Monday at the Bay County Public Library on 11th Street. Mm-hmm.
The Northwest Regional Library System.
Mm-hmm. NWRLS.
And I am going to guess, Henry Lawrence, that the Bay Franklin Solar Co-op people will be at Earth Day?
I've invited them. Okay. I get all that stuff via Facebook and all these different groups I'm a member of or connected to via email or Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or... You know, all this media that we have to use to communicate. Mm-hmm. But I've invited them to come over, and I've come to find out after going to a workshop in the third floor of this building the other day that Linda Fitzhugh mentioned that they have created a local Bay County solar co-op that Alvin Peters is involved with.
Yes.
And,
that is this.
Cecile Schoon, Alvin Peters. Yes. It's the League of Women Voters.
The League of Women Voters actually have done several public meetings and workshops about solar initiatives and stuff over the last few years, because we actually had a solar initiative on the ballot to help allow this whole co-op thing to get some help from the state legislature, and I think they killed that, or they didn't really kill it.
It's a bit of a red state. It's a bit of a red state sometimes, in case you didn't notice.
So. Yeah, well, this part of Florida is much more red than the rest of it.
It's true.
Sorry about that, folks.
Very
but
true.
It's the truth. But yes, they have been invited to be there, so we'll see. Maybe they'll come show up at the last minute. But they didn't register with me to come, so we'll see.
Okay. Well, they may be planning for their meeting on Monday.
So maybe.
Maybe too much to
plan. The beauty and the horror of spring and fall is that there's so much going on.
April is a big month.
It's a big month. And, yeah. And it's hard to get people to participate because they've already got other projects pre-planned. So.
But you've got 47 groups involved, so we know we're going to get informed. We can see some music and eat some delicious food and
while you're there, you can
too.
Do the street festival and then come back. You know, it's like there's more than one reason to come downtown this weekend, which is really kind of a good
thing. And just bringing up stuff in April, we might want to bring up the Invention Convention, which is
the end
of the month. It's next. It's a week from Saturday, and it will be happening here on the WKGC Gulf Coast State College campus.
The radio station.
We're going to take over the campus. We're plotting a coup
I'll pass.
Speak.
Thank you.
You don't have
too much.
How about? Can we? Would you like to take over the FSU campus?
No.
Okay. Well, they have a really nice dock out there.
I'm up
they
for
do.
That.
Okay.
Too much paperwork. Too much work.
Okay.
Speaking
anyway, it's a cooperative effort. between the two colleges.
And the student radio station will be there, the alternation.
We'll be broadcasting live from out in front of this building with students and broadcast stuff. And
you'll notice us because we'll have a fancy new WKGC tent.
Yes. And also you
are we going to use that at Earth Day as
yes,
well?
Yes, I'm bringing the new tent to Earth
and
Day.
And some flyers on the Invention Convention. At the
Bringing flyers on the Invention Convention. And if you stop by the Invention Convention, not only will we be broadcasting from out front, but we are going to use the truck, the solar truck, as a solar harvester.
That'll
to
be cool.
Power the remote.
Yes. That's very cool.
Yes. Wow.
So Thursday next week, we'll have a couple of folks in talking about the Invention Convention as well.
I have a big day of... speaking of big things in April, today was actually a big day in history.
What happened?
The first shots of the American Revolution, Lexington and Concord.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
We're fired today.
Yeah.
Today? Mm-hmm. Well, we know what tomorrow is, right?
Friday.
420. Just 420. I'm not going to say anything else.
In fact, you got to get two on that one. Encourage the students.
The first double buzzer.
Really? What are we going to do? What are we going to do?
I don't know.
I only said
I didn't invite him, Scott. I think you invited him.
I didn't.
Tori.
It was me.
It was Tori. Okay.
I have to take responsibility.
Yes.
Well, it's only once a year. Yeah. Right? We can look.
I have no idea what you all are talking about.
We all should be green-minded all year long.
Yes, just, very green.
Just how Henry started.
Red,
we're,
gold.
Thinking about the earth all year long.
Right. Yeah. And if you live in Colorado or Oregon or Washington, 420.
I have no idea what he's talking about. Producer Caleb, any idea? No.
No, everyone's going
to
plead
it's going to take me
here.
Half an hour to get producer Caleb out from underneath the desk now.
I don't blame him.
It's okay. You can come out now.
I don't
He's
blame
let
it.
His hair down today, too. There's no man bun. It's wild and free.
I don't have a man bun either.
No, you don't.
No. It would be nice to have one on your bald spot, though.
Thanks.
Okay.
I'll get one when you get one.
Too late. I've already had one.
Well, I don't really know where to go with that, so...
play some music.
I'm going to play some music, and we'll step out of here, because we're coming up on 10 o'clock, and we've got plenty more coming your way. Henry, as always, you are a pleasure to have in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
And you don't have to wait till Earth Day to come back, because we can talk, you know, other green things and how to take care of our Earth. So, especially as we get closer to hurricane season, because this tends to be a topic that gets batted around a little bit because of perhaps there's some things going on.
Global climate change.
He can't even say it.
Well, I don't even know really what to call it.
Global climate change, according to that NOVA that was on last night, and you should go to PBS and watch it. It was great. Does not cause hurricanes. However, it does tend to make them stronger. So I think we can take a lesson from that from the last hurricane season.
Something else that I found out from doing a little research is that the Florida Department of Environmental Protection, a big part of their budget is called beach renourishment, which I thought that would be in some other department of government. But our environmental money is being used to renourish the beaches after the hurricanes take all the sand off of it. So they have to put it back. So, and now we've been doing that for how many years now? 20, 30, 40 years. We've been renourishing our beaches in Florida because of, you know, the climate. The climate takes the sand away. We put it back. Takes away. We put it back. So that's something that maybe we don't notice so much because the beaches keep getting replaced with sand from offshore, and you'll notice that the sand's not quite the same. It doesn't squeak under your feet quite the same, but having grown up here and noticing the beaches get narrower and wider and narrower and wider, that's the reason, folks, because we do beach renourishment, which is funded with our environmental protection monies that are collected by
Interesting.
The state. And federal money, obviously, too. So something to be conscious of. So the climate does, you know, as we well know from having lived in Florida for almost my whole life, the climate has a major impact on our state in more ways than
this,
one.
This state as much as any, because we make a good deal of our income in this state from allowing people to come down and enjoy our state and enjoy our environment. And Florida needs to be extra careful with its environment, or we're going to lose our major source of income.
Exactly.
Very good. Well, Henry, like we said, you know, come back.
Be happy to.
We appreciate it. Earth Day is this Saturday.
This Saturday from 10 to 4 in McKenzie Park.
Excellent. We're coming up on 10 o'clock. We'll round things out this hour with a little music from Styx, not the river, the band. This is Mr. Roboto. He has a secret. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.